I'm Graham Pascoe, and I'm here to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. I'll be including a delightful duet by Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae. We'll hear from Frank Chaxfield and his orchestra, from Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Donald Smith, the Australian baritone, and Max Bygraves. Alice Smith, another Australian singer, she'll sing with Jim Davidson and the ABC Dance Band, Kate Sobrano, and others. I hope you'll enjoy. The American singer Annette Hanshaw made that recording of The Song Is Ended. The song was written by Irving Berlin, and I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of Irving Berlin in 1888. And we'll hear from other artists singing Irving Berlin songs later in the program. And the same day, but in 1827, the American composer Septimus Winner was born. Interestingly, sometimes he used the pseudonym Alice Hawthorne when he wrote a song, as he did with this one, Whispering Hope. Do you remember?
Soft as the voice of an angel, gentle persuasion whispers a comforting word. Wait till the darkness has
Stafford and Gordon McRae sang Whispering Hope. That record was on our hit parades in 1952. Frank Chatsfield and his orchestra made that recording in 1953. It topped our hit parades in 1953. Terry's theme from the motion picture Limelight, and it was composed by Charles Chaplin.
Hasten at my call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
she'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
she told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Little Fool, one of Ricky Nelson's hits from 1958. In 1938, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart wrote the score for a New York show called I Married an Angel. It was made into a movie in 1942, and the next two selections are songs from I Married an Angel.
Good for me. Have you heard an angel I married? To heavens he's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange when I'm sentimental. She loves me like a change in me. I have a lovely disposition that's very strange in me. And life's as sweet as it can be. I've lots of courage and ambition. From every care my mind is free. So I repeat with your permission, there's been a change in me. Have you heard that the change will be awfully good for me. Have you heard an angel I married? To heaven she's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard I married an angel. I married an angel. I'm sure that the change will be good for me.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the bud. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire. Nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I'm not afraid to die.
two songs from the Broadway show, I Married an Angel. The first was the title song. That was sung by Nelson Eddy, just as he sang it in the motion picture version of I Married an Angel. And then Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bedman's orchestra in 1956 recorded Spring Is Here. Hold on to your hats, because I'm going to take you now from New York in 1938 to London in 1981.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. As the moon lost her memory, she is smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind.
British soprano Leslie Garrett sang Memory from the score of Cats, stage musical for which the score was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Trevor Nunn.
Like a shall I hear you murmur, I love you. In dreams when night is falling, I seem to hear you calling, for you have cast a net around me, and in the magic spell of
Australian tenor Donald Smith singing You Are My Heart's Delight from the operetta The Land of Smiles. Music by Franz Lehár, first performed in Berlin in 1929 and then in London in 1932.
Thank you.
I reckon that band was having fun. 12th Street Rag, written by Uday Bowman and Andy Razaf, played by Pee Wee Hunt and his band. In 1955, a show titled Damn Yankees opened on Broadway in May in 1955. It was the story of a baseball team which was perennial losers, and their coach sold his soul to the devil in order to win a premiership. And one of the songs from that show is this one.
What have you got? What have you got ahead?
You've got a head heart. All you really need is heart.
All you really need is heart.
When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You've got a head heart. As it may appear, wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You've got a head heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. To be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car. First, you gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart.
All you really need is heart.
All you really need is heart. When your luck is bad in zero,
hum, 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 hum.
Keep your chin up off the floor.
Hum, 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 hum.
Oh, mister, you can be a hero.
Hum, 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 hum.
You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's nice to be a genius, of course. But keep that old horse before the car.
So what the heck's the use of crying? Why should we curse? Things can only get better.
Cause they can't get worse.
Ain't to it, to it.
Max Bygraves and what sounded like a children's vocal group sang Heart, written by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross for the 1955 Broadway show Damn Yankees. I opened the program with a song written by Irving Berlin because, as I said at the time, today's the anniversary of the birth of Irving Berlin in 1888, one of the most prolific songwriters of popular music. He wrote this song.
This year's crop of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's crop just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon above. This year's crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love.
Mm-hmm.
kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's crop just misses what kisses used to be. Of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love.
Alice Faye sang This Year's Kisses for a 1937 movie for which the score was written by Irving Berlin. One of the most popular big bands in America and worldwide, in fact, in the early 1940s was the orchestra of Glenn Miller. It's not surprising that a smart Hollywood producer decided to make a film which featured that band, the band of Glenn Miller. The film was called Orchestra Wives. The music for the film was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. Hope you enjoyed two selections from the score of Orchestra Wives.
She's the toast
of Kalamazoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zo
press my cheek to a thrill that I
Soprano sang At Last, and the Glenn Miller Orchestra, with vocals by Tex Beneke, Marion Hutton and the Modernaires, performed I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. Both songs written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren for the motion picture Orchestra Wives. In 1937, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers starred in a film called Shall We Dance? The music for the film was written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira. I'm going to play some songs from Shall We Dance?
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Well, Fred Astaire sang "They Can't Take That Away From Me" just as he sang it in the motion picture "Shall We Dance" in 1937. Music by George Gershwin and lyrics by Ira Gershwin.
What do you say? Now you like potato.
And you like potato.
Well, you like tomato.
And you like tomato.
Well, potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Let's do.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
Is you telling me?
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, baby, you know you'd break my heart, now don't you? You like pajamas.
And you like pajamas.
Well, I wear pajamas.
And give up pajamas.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the whole thing off. What do you say? Come on. Let's call the whole thing off. Yeah. Da 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 da. Whoa, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. But whoa, if we call the whole thing off, then you'd break my heart. You like pajamas, and I like pajamas. I wear pajamas and give up pajamas.
for we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off, yeah.
That was the Ink Spots version of Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. Before that, Alice Smith with Jim Davidson's ABC Dance Band sang the title song of the motion picture, Shall We Dance? George and Ira Gershwin wrote the music for that film.